Yo, 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 it's the P-Dot Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to the episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Season 7, that's episode 134. That's 134. 134. Hey, let's go. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. I am your host, the P-Dot Show, and you already know. Let's go. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm so glad to be back. Today's episode is called Conditional Love and Loyalty. Conditional Love and Loyalty. Let's go. Hey, y'all. I'm going to talk about conditional love and loyalty today. And I'm so appreciative of the love that's being shown towards this show. I always say, make sure you just stay the course on what you want to do in life and stay the course on the things that you set out to do. There are going to be times where life going to be life in. That was one of the episodes from 2 weeks ago. But you need to be minding your own business while life is life, and because you don't need to be distracted even more than what you are. So today's episode, being called Conditional Love and Loyalty, it means a lot to me because it strikes to the core. And one thing that my mom always says, and it has stuck with me and it resonates with me till this day, is that love isn't love until you show it. She always says that. Love isn't love until you show it. So when I think about showing love and I think about the ways that you can do that, I want to make sure that if I say those words that I love you, I want you to know that there's no condition that you may be in that I'm going to take my love away from you. Think about what I said. I'm going to put myself in a position where I don't want my love taken away from you. So if I say that I love you, and that means I truly mean it, because now I'm going to give you the love and the loyalty that comes with it. That's the only condition you get with me. I'm not conditional. So when I looked up the definitions, I looked up all the definitions of, you know, conditional love and loyalty. So one of the things that, you know, what condition means is that a condition or requirement is being met. Conditional. You know, that's the definition of conditional, is the conditions of requirements being met, right? So when I think of a certain criteria that it takes for me in order to love someone, I have to take those steps before I say those words, because those words hold value. And when I say those words to you, I want you to understand that no matter what we may go through, I'm still going to be there for you regardless of how you feel about me. Because like I just said before, my mom says love isn't love until you show it. So how many times have you said you love someone, but you're not showing them the love that you say that you have for them? Do you show it on condition? See, I must be accountable to myself. I've been a conditional person in my past life, right? I've done things based on how I feel about someone that day, instead of looking at it in its totality of where we've come from and what we've built in this relationship. Hear me out. Listen to me very closely. Think about the people that you have in your life that you tell them that you love them, but there's a condition attached to how you show the love that you say that you have. So let's just say, for instance, as a man, if you get up every single day and you tell your woman that you love her, you get up out of bed, you say, baby, you know, I love you. Boom. Bow. And you do it every single day. But just say, for instance, you weren't having the best day. And it's understandable. We are humans. So I get that. But if you're constantly taking that love away, say, for instance, you don't do it when she doesn't do something that you want her to do. Now you basing your love off a condition. Like you should still be able to show the love. And some may say, oh man, no, I don't want to do that. That's insane. It's nonsense. I'm not going to let nobody run over me. But that's what I say about communication and having a sacred circle. If you've been listening to this show, all of these shows end up coming together, because when I write these shows, I'm running. So when I'm running, I'm coming up with the concept of what I'm thinking and how I want to get my messaging out to the world. So when I have these thoughts, I have these visions, this is the loyalty that I show myself. I'm loyal to the soil. This is just what I am. And I know some people may say, you're loyal to a fault. But if I have the proper communication with you, that means that if it's a project, there are certain aspects of this project that you do, that I do, and we do well together. But there are certain things that you may do better in another part of this house. So if we're building a house and you're a great carpenter, I'm going to let you do your carpentry work because that's what you specialize in. And we're going to make sure that this works. So then when it comes to building this next room, I'm going to make sure that I'm giving the proper tools, the proper, remember I said about people don't deserve a lesser you. Every relationship is reciprocal to me, no matter the condition. Now, everybody is being used. If you just take the pride out of the word of being used and just use it for what it's worth, you'll start to understand that, you know what, things aren't as bad as they may seem. And I don't need to love people on condition, because life is much easier when we communicate and build and grow. So if we're building this house together, we must start on the ground floor. We start where we broke ground, and then you bring in the developers, you bring all the people who know what to do in certain aspects of the house. Everybody isn't doing the same thing at the same time, but we are working together and we're building and growing and we're communicating, because this is our sacred circle. You don't need more people outside of your sacred circle. I got the idea when I was thinking about that, when I was watching Meet the Parents a long, long time ago. He called it the circle of trust. So people who aren't in the circle of trust, they really don't pay too much attention to them. They see what's going on in the world, but let's get back to loving on condition. Love. Define love, Patrick. It's an intense feeling of deep affection, strong affection for another, or the personal ties you have with someone, or an allegiance to an institution. Do you feel like your job is conditional? They show you conditional love as long as you're doing what you're supposed to do, but let you have a human moment. Now it's a condition on how they treat you. That's how relationships are. If I say that I love you, and like I said, again, to a fault, I've been a conditional lover. There's certain things that I shouldn't have took away from my person. But me being me and me not wanting to get outside of my zip code mentality, I lost many people. I've had to reposition people. People have come back. But I want to show you that I don't love you off condition. My love is never conditional. Once you show me who you are, then I reposition you. There's no need for me to fall out with you, but I will allocate my time somewhere else. Because I don't need to be in the same place 5 years from now, 10 years from now, dealing with you and your zip code mentality and your zip code mindset. But I won't love you conditionally. I still love you, but I can love you from afar. I told you, we always have the cafeteria mindset. We can all eat in the same room, but you don't have to eat at the same table. Listen to me very closely. That means I still want to see you eat. I still want to see you win. So that's not based off a condition, because we can still be at odds, but we can still make sure that we're building this empire. We can still make sure that we're loyal to the process. You don't have to like everything about me. Everybody that likes you don't like you for the same reason. And everybody that dislikes you doesn't dislike you for the same reason. So once you figure that out and you understand that it's bigger than me, because it is. But I said before, people don't care about what you do until you don't do what you're supposed to do. There are things that you're supposed to do. If you say that you love, you're supposed to love that person unconditionally. It shouldn't be a condition to where I say that I love you, or I take my love away from you, or there's certain things in this relationship that I yank from you and I don't communicate these things to you. There have been many times, and I've seen relationships where you take a certain pleasantry away, right? But you're not communicating why you're taking the pleasantry away. You're just building by yourself and wondering why you closed yourself in into this square, into this box. And now you're like, man, we live in the same house, but we can't communicate with each other because we in separate rooms. You're trying to talk through the walls because you're loving off condition, because you start separating the love. The love starts being separated when it's conditional. When it's conditional, the love just starts to dissipate. And now you're going into another room. You don't want to even see this person. You want to go into the next room because when you see this person, you're aggravated by this person. You're irritated by this person, but you're not communicating with this person because you feel as if you're loving on condition. It's always bigger. It's always bigger than you. But you have people and you have traits that live in your household that you must eradicate. You have anxiety living in your bedroom. You have anxiety living in your bathroom. You have anxiety living in your living room. You have depression living in your basement. So then when you go downstairs and you go in certain rooms, that you never eradicated those feelings outside of the home. That's why it's important to detox your home, clean your home, clean your mindset. When you change your mind, when you control your mind, you control your mindset. So don't love off condition. When you say you love someone, like I love unconditionally. Like another thing, my mom always said, nothing can come to a closed hand and nothing can leave it. But when you open your hand, the blessings overflow. They keep on coming. That's just the same thing in your life. You got to open up in order to get to receive. Don't love off condition. Be unconditional into your givings. Be unconditional in your love. Where's the loyalty? And that's the loyalty. Loyalty stems from being loyal, the quality of being loyal, giving or showing firm and constant support to an allegiance. Constant. That means if I say that I love you, my loyalty is to the love and my love is to the loyalty. It's constant. I'm not going to take it away because you done something to me before. And I still love you, but I may have to reposition you. Listen to me very closely. You may think about it being your sister. I don't care. She's draining you. It might be your cousin. You say you love them. It doesn't matter. They're draining you. E.T. said it very, very simply. He said, if they're draining you, then they have to pay you in order to drain you, because you don't go to your job and be drained for free. You may not like what you're doing. You may not like how you're going about it, but you're getting paid. But you're stressing me out for free. I can't have that. So when I say that I love you, I show you love unconditionally. While I was running this morning and it hit me. Like I said, again, I'm going to talk about me. I know that I've had many, many selfish traits. I've had many, many selfish thoughts. And to the people in my life, the people who I've had to reposition, the people who want to be in my life, understand that right now I'm going through a trying time. And it's not to put a bad connotation to what I'm saying. It's just life be life in sometimes. I'm going through changes every single day. You know, I wear many hats, many, many hats. I manage people all day. I coach a basketball team. I'm a vegan athlete. I'm running a business. It's like these are the things like I have many, many titles that I have to wear every single day. So I need to be consistent in all of my endeavors, because the moment that I stop is the moment that things start to crumble. But this is why you build with your team. You build with the core, because teamwork makes the dream work. I coach a little league basketball. And one thing that I love about the connection that I have with the kids is that they know it starts from the grassroots level. It starts from adolescence on up. So you get these examples because they only know what they're exposed to. So if you expose them to something real, they don't like to go back to where they came from if it wasn't prosperous for them when they started. But don't show conditional love to people, because now you're being loyal to a situation on condition. You don't want that. You shouldn't want that. But if it works for you, trust me, I'll go back to mine and my business. But when we come into my circle and you want to be in my life and you want to understand why I just repositioned you, or I can't go there with you right now, because I said before, like last week, when you get a credit card, depending on your credit, on how you've been a good paymaster, that's how your credit score is evaluated. So they go and give you higher scores when you become a good paymaster. So the thing is, you could be a good paymaster, but you still have a minimum balance. You still have a balance left on that card, right? So the thing is this, you may have, let's say you got a $1,000 credit limit and you spent all the $1,000, right? So that, now you're spent out, but now you're paying, the utilization has went up. So now you're paying this credit card off. Now you could, if you have the money, you could pay it all off at one time. But if you don't, you must give them the minimum balance, because there's a minimum balance there. You got to make sure that you pay that. So when you have a person that comes in your life that want to take 1,000 of your energy, because we're going to talk about money, want to take 1,000 from you. Now they have already used you up. The credit utilization is up. And now it's time to pay the balance. But when you want to pay the balance, you might say, look, you took all this from me. I can only give you the minimum balance right now. I can't give you everything that's needed for you right now. I have to work on me. I have to defer my feelings right now to work on me. Work on yourself. Be consistent in loving yourself. Love isn't love until you show it, right? Show yourself that self-love. Show yourself that self-care. I go to the barbershop every single Thursday. No matter what, I take my car to the car wash 2 to 3 times a week, no matter what. I go to the nail salon to get manicures and pedicures, no matter what. Every 3 weeks, I'm in there. They know I'm in it. Boom, here come Patrick. Here you come. And then I'm bringing the girls. That's our daddy-daughter time because I don't show them love on condition. I love my kids unconditionally, so I show them love unconditionally. If I say that I love you, I'm going to love you unconditionally. There's no condition to my love because I won't say it to you. You won't ever hear those words from me because when I say the words I love you, I take you into a whole nother realm, a whole nother stratosphere on what love looks like, how love can be shown. Love isn't love until you show it. So many of us aren't being loved in today's world, in today's society, so you look for other ways to be loved. But if you just love yourself first, if you just love yourself first, it starts with you. Self-esteem, self-love, self-care. Think about that. Listen to me very closely. Love on you first. You can't love on someone else until you love yourself. Because love ain't love until you show it. Life be life and sometimes. Conditional love is something that I was at fault. Because if you did something that I didn't like or you did something that just rubbed me the wrong way, then I would take back whatever love that I had. And I don't want that for me in my life because once I've given it to you, it's yours to keep because I'm going to help replenish whatever it is that you lack in. That's why whatever next opportunity comes to me in this capacity, I'm going to make sure that the people around me, the people that look like me, the people that don't look like me, but if you are willing to listen to me very closely. We can go and build and go places we never been before because that's what I am. That's what I'm here for. It's the reason why I say these things. It's the reason why I'm doing the things that I do. It's the reason why I'm being invited to go speak at places because people understand the power, the magnitude of the words that I use. Words are spelled. So when you speak, you spell out because your future is destined. Your future is designed in your habits. It takes 21 days to form a habit. So if you start formulating habits of change, habits of prosperity, upward mobility, thinking, start doing these type of things. I guarantee you your life will start to change. It takes 21 days to form a habit and your future is designed in your habits. So if you're not present, I told you only beat fear by showing up. Be present. I'm scared about a lot of things, but I show up because the only thing stronger than fear is curiosity. And I'm curious enough to do better. I'm curious enough to want better. So if I want better, I know I need to do better. In order to do better, I have to work on me. I got to love myself unconditionally. I told you, I'm here for a reason. 2008, I got shot. People that don't know that, but I'm going to tell you right now, July 20th, 2008, my life changed. I had to learn how to walk again. See what I'm saying? Listen to me very closely. You're going to go through some things. You're going to understand that life is hard. Life be life, but you're built for this. It's a reason why you're still here. Listen to me very closely. Come on in. It's a reason why you're still here. You're still standing because you're still strong. You only know what you've been exposed to, but if you start exposing yourself to the real, okay, you get out of that zip code mentality and you get away from those people who only enable the past habits that you're trying to eradicate out your life. I told you, if you want to change up your life, you change up the people around you. You just reposition them and you start to let them know where it is that you stand in life. I told you, Apple, one thing, I said it again, and I got good responses off of that because they had to realize the analogy that I use with the App Store. Apple does not care what you're going through, what you got going on in your life, but you will update this app in this App Store because we can't take the old version of you to the next level. Not saying anything is wrong with you, but if you can always improve and you can be better, then you do better. And that's what Apple does to their developers. You cannot go. There's a certain criteria that you must meet in order to even display your app in an App Store. So to remain in an App Store, you got to make sure that you maintain upward mobility within your company. That means that's the same time and same thing that I mean for the people around me. Listen to me very closely. I just told you, you need to make sure you put these type of people in your life because I can't have you have me overexerting myself. I told you I'll defer and I'll give you the minimum balance because I can't pay off your balances for you right now. You took out that loan. You took that out, but I'm going to help you. But understand that I can give you minimum of what's being asked of me right now if it's taking me outside of what my girls need for me or anyone else that needs something from me in my life because I can't give them a lesser version of me because you didn't do better in your cocooning process. Did a whole episode called Moths and Butterflies. Give it a listen. Let's go. When you go into the cocooning process from a caterpillar, it all depends on where you're at in life to what you've been exposed to see if you become a moth or a butterfly. Go listen to that episode. Think about what I'm saying to you. I use analogies all the time. So if you prepare yourself and you've gone through the storm, you're going through the rain, you're going through this process, but you got that hardcore, that cocooning process may be different for you. But if you're not going through things, or you don't, are you always giving up on things, then you may become lesser of a butterfly and becoming a moth. Not to say anything is wrong with a moth, but I will say, I think I would rather be a butterfly. So it's all about what you placed yourself in life and how you can defer the feelings, but never give people conditional love. Conditional, it starts and stops really, really fast. And like I said before, my mom always said, nothing can come to a closed hand and nothing can leave it. But if you have your hands open, it's an overflow of love, peace, and prosperity. And I want us to win. I want us to grow, you know. Being in a hospital with having a hernia, being in a hospital, removing tumors, being in a hospital, it just, that all changed my life. So I'm telling you, it's a reason why you're here. Don't give up on your goals. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your aspirations. I told you, words are spells. So when you speak, you spell out. When you say, I can't do this, you are telling your brain what you can't do. So your brain will give you 10 realities of the things that you never finished. And it'll actually give you a dopamine effect of saying, you know what? I'm content with being where I'm at. It's okay. It's the world against me. It's that voice in your head is the loudest one that you can hear. So if you're going to give yourself affirmations, you're going to make sure they're positive affirmations, because your brain is always on. It's always listening. So when you say, I can do this, I can succeed, I can achieve, your brain starts to give you realities of the things that you did finish, and it gives you a dopamine effect of what's to come, because what's to come is better than what's been. Let's go. Come on. It's the reason why I can just get up and run marathons, man. This is what I do. This is day 390. I've ran for 390 days straight, nonstop. Do you think the old Pat, Fat Pat, would be like, oh yeah, you could do that? Man, what? I would have counted myself out many times. The first headache I would have had, I would have gave up. I don't care what day it was. This is day 390. Well over 1,000 miles if you include last year. But that's because I tell myself I can do these things. I tell myself that I can achieve these things. It's all achievable, but choose discernment. And don't love conditionally. The love and the loyalty must reside somewhere. And I'm a firm believer in love and loyalty, because I'm loyal to the soil. I'm loyal to the process, because the process is going to provide the journey, and the journey ends up with the destination. And the destination can just be as beautiful as the journey if you surround yourself with the people who want more out of life, the people who want more out their app stores. You are your own general manager. That means you manage exactly what goes in, what comes out of your life. Listen to me very closely. Start treating the people in your life better. Start loving other people better. Start giving that joy, the affirmations out. Because when you got your phone in your hand, okay, and you understand that this is what I do all the time. This is, you know, this is your process, your everyday process. Your phone takes commands from you every single day. Your brain is the exact same. It listens to everything that you say. It does everything that you tell it to do. So give yourself some grace and let's start figuring it out. It always sounds easier said than done, but you got to start somewhere. I told you it takes 21 days to form a habit. You know this. Know that I love you. I'm getting out of here. I had already said I got to go, you know. So, but just know that I love you. I love you. I love you. This is season 7, episode 134. That's 134. 134. And you already know.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Let's go.